Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Okay, Mike Tomlin, on you, the fans, and how you'll receive his team and how you will react to his team's performance Sunday night. I do think this is another example of fan-on-fan crime. One fan, one side of it can't understand the other. There's not a lot of reaching across the aisle here. You're in your own silos.
Oh, there's no spirit of bipartisanship in this one, my friend.
Nope.
No way.
There's no Fetterman, if you will. You have fans who I think want to show up with the express purpose of letting Tomlin have it at the first sign of trouble.
That is, like, I can basically say that's 100% factual, because I have heard people say that they are going, like, sort of almost perversely excited to get mad at him and mad at the team.
To protest his efforts as Steelers coach.
Yeah, I do think it's like a protest also just directed at Art Rooney, too.
I agree.
Like, I don't think, Mike is obviously the vessel, but, like, Art's complacency at the helm, I think, is a big part.
Stop forcing us to settle for this product, and he's the guy who he symbolizes it. He's the personification of it.
Yeah, he's the epitome of it, for sure. For sure.
But bless you, Charlie. It was so loud it shot through the wall here and hit me in the ear.
That was one of my lighter ones,
too.
Was
that a high-caliber sneeze? What are you doing in there?
That made Starkey's sneeze sound like it came from a mouse.
Oh, I'll, next time I have a sneeze, I'll do one louder.
Starkey's sneezes actually would sound like that noise Michael Jackson made in...
Shimon!
Yeah, exactly.
When he would grab his junk? That's what Starkey sounds like? All right, anyways.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin's like the vessel for Art Rooney frustration. There's people...
But then
like
you have
saying.
The other side of it where it's Steelers fans who think, guys, this is a division championship game, and we're supposed to have home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very, very, very small impact on games that are manifest as home fans in different ways, you know, getting false start penalties, team can't hear itself think offensively, they make mistakes, defense gets a better jump in terms of a pass rush because the offensive line can't hear itself, that kind of thing. Like, all of that, in theory, helps a home team in a hostile environment for a road team. I also think that a team can feel added pressure if the home fans kind of
are restless
and go after that team early in the game. So, and look, if I really cared about who wins and who loses this game, I would say you can't start the Tomlin chants or the boos until the game is decided. If they're down 3 scores in the third quarter or fourth quarter,
say
whatever the heck you want, within reason. Yeah.
That's your take.
That would have been my take if I cared. But I don't care if they lose. I really don't.
You have chosen. So, the irony is not lost on me that you, a man who I think understands this business better than 99.9% of people,
yeah,
have chosen your 40th birthday when you're supposed to have wise existential thoughts to take the third rail that you would be killing me if I was taking on any other week.
No, I don't agree with that. I don't. It's my opinion, so I have to defend it vehemently, obviously.
Yes, I'm aware.
I can't bring myself to say I want the Ravens to win, even though I said that about the game the last time. And I don't think it's just because I got burned by it last time and got sucked back in. I really just don't want to, I don't want to deal with the Lamar Jackson celebration and Harbaugh running off the field like he's Joe Namath wagging his finger in the air. Like that scene or that image.
Remember when they gave him a Gatorade bath?
Yes, against the Steelers in week one, 35-7.
What a delight that
angers
was.
Me. I don't really want to see that.
Okay.
But the reason why I'm not saying I want the Steelers to win it full bore is because, you know what? You guys kind of deserve for a team that you had dead in the water and should have had beaten weeks ago. You deserve them rubbing your face in it when they come here and beat you and you blow it and collapse again. I it's almost like I've got a bad kid who I can't discipline and won't listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I want them to get beat up and get hurt, but I kind of want them to learn the hard way, if you know what I mean. I don't know if you've had those moments with Lennox or Ace where it's like, you know what? I throw my hands in the air. I've tried everything. You're going to have to figure out that what you're doing, this mistake you're making is a bad idea.
If you have a kid who's like who for some reason like hits or pushes other kids a lot, it's very simple. I've seen people say this. And you tell them a million times you can't do that. That's not how you act other kids. I have heard people say, eh, it's always sons too. My son will find out not to do that when he does it to a bigger kid and that kid puts him on his wallet. Like that's kind of how that goes. So yeah, I know what you're like getting at in principle there. I do.
Where do you come down on Fire Tomlin chance for this game? Do you think they're warranted the whole time?
It's weird. It's a weird thing to do to just start the game, which is not nominally. It's for the division,
yep,
for a division championship.
And but we're not putting a lot of stock in the division championship.
I understand that, but I do have to like explain the optics here that I'm answering the question the way I am. If you are sitting at that game.
Yeah.
And the team is playing for A, a division, and B, by extension, a playoff spot. And at 15 minutes to go, the game is like supposed to be getting hyped up. The crowd's supposed to be waving towels. And you hear Fire Tomlin. That is weird. Like an odd optical kind of an audio thing to hear.
But is it undeserving?
No, I mean, I'm very tired of watching him coach the football team. I think I would probably wait. But I can say this also, having been the one who said I have no problem with, you know, even after the fact, the people having chanted it, it didn't age poorly to me after the first time. They played better. So what? That's like being a fan. Now, if you're getting residual pissed off from that Browns game, I get it. But if you're there at the game, presumably, and you even admitted to this, you said, I don't care right now when the ball is kicked off, I'll probably switch into game mode and like want them to win because that's just how I'm wired.
Yeah.
I think it would be weird to be at the game. You've chosen electively to be there. You got to work in the morning to like go there and say, mission one, Mike has to eat crap here and hear that I'm mad. They get even down 7-0 and they look desultory on offense. They look like they're in quicksand. Have at it, man. Make it as toxic as you want. It should be. Because my big contention all through these like 9+ years here of watching this isn't just that it's been fruitless as far as playoff wins. It's that it looks the same every time. Like, Mike Tomlin losses generally do not follow, like, this weird set of different tracks where one day his team will score 45 points and lose. The next day they'll score 6 points and lose 8-6 or something. They all look the same. His team comes out. They look like they're playing offense from 1994 with Ron Earhart running the show, which probably is disrespectful to the legacy of Ron Earhart, actually. His defense maybe lingers with a couple turnovers. The announcers talk about how they're hanging in there, and then they get murdered by a team that actually is good. And so it's more that I'm sick of watching the same actual script play out. I know how it's going to end. So if they're down 7-0, 10-0, and they've gone 3-and-out 2 or 3 times, and Rodgers has that, you know, I just smelled a fart face going, and Mike has the same thing going, boo and Fire Tomlin chant away, I say.
You might not believe me on this, but this is my, again, transparent, honest, open book opinion.
And that's all we ask for.
If somebody offered me free tickets for my birthday to go to this game, I wouldn't even ask where are they. I just would say, no, I'm not interested. I really do not want to go to I really would not want to go to this game. Under any circumstance. I don't care if it was in Art Rooney's box, and I could tell him to his face that his head coach stinks.
Do you think you'd have the gumption to do that if it was in his box?
No, probably not.
Hello, Art. Thank you. This filet mignon's delicious. This Johnny Walker scotch is very nice.
Your coach is a bozo. No, yeah. I would not do that.
So you're not just... I don't... You have to understand where I'm coming from here. It is jarring, because I think I usually have the reputation on this show of being the person who's like a little bit Eeyore-ish, and I'm Mr. Realistic and whatever. You always manage to get yourself by Friday of a game week, no matter how pissed you are the Monday after a game. In my experience, you always get yourself gassed up enough to be fired up on Friday. This is a first for me. This is what the new post 40 Andrew Filippone looks like, it's going to take some getting used to for me.
I heard Donnie try it, and I love Donnie, and I'm just like, yeah.
He clearly couldn't win you over, man.
It's like, here's a salesman.
I want to put you in this car. And you're just like, yeah, whatever.
He's doing a great job. It's like a timeshare thing. Yeah, you can talk to me about how...
I know how to get out of those, by the way, from listening to the show.
You can tell me how great this is.
I can tell you who can get you out of that bad boy.
But there's nothing you can say that's getting me to buy this.
It's just crazy. Randy on the YouTube comments. Leslie, who's called this show, she's a YouTuber. She's very positive. She thinks we are being, you know, she doesn't get on board with this. Randy, I would take those tickets and cheer for our Steelers to the max.
Awesome, Randy. Well, based on how the market is going, you might be able to find some for $10.
You're so full of BS, says Nate. He just thinks that this is not real.
It's as real as it gets. Here's Chris in Connellsville. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. I got two different scenarios here. Number one, and this is by no means a pass for the atrocity of a game that was against Cleveland, but you know, should we have been surprised? But I didn't realize they were 1-6-1 in their last eight games in Cleveland. You know, then you take the fact that DK's out. You don't have Calvin Austin. But again, that doesn't excuse the fact that you're going against a rookie quarterback.
Exactly.
And
you've got Aaron Rodgers and they've got Shedeur Sanders. That's all. I don't care if the game's played in my backyard, in your backyard, here at the station in Cleveland. You should win that
Chris,
game.
Chris, I'm going to be very clear. I have a strong capacity for believing in this team's worst. I think Sanders is such a bad player and a deficient player at the position that even I went into that game going, they can't lose to this guy. Like, that's how bad that was, in my opinion.
Right. And I kind of felt the same way. And I think that, you know, there again, yet another reason that if Tomlin can't come up with a game plan to beat Cleveland in Cleveland when you have a rookie quarterback, is he ever going to be able to do it, you know? So,
but isn't it the Mike Tomlin way to do that, what he did in Cleveland, get us all very rightfully annoyed and angry? And that's the Mike Tomlin thing. And then somehow, some way, either it's he has a great plan, his team executes it to the fullest, or both, find a way to do this. That is the Mike Tomlin experience.
Unless the game that follows the ugly loss is a playoff game.
But this is
technically
not
a regular season game, but it kind of is a playoff game.
I understand that, but it is not. And I am going to fall back on the technicality that it is a regular, it's a week 18 game.
Well, you're falling back on that because now it sounds like you're excited to see them play and you want them to play badly. Okay.
I'm not. I think this is going to be ugly. I do.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I think the losing coach that night, there are going to be some conversations. And it's not like they're getting fired. They're not. What does that coach in that city of that losing team, what does he want to do after that game on Sunday night?
So whenever you say they're not going to get fired, they're not. It's going to be a mutual agreement that is going to be leaned towards by
if ownership. That even happens, I just think there needs to be a question that's answered for the team that loses Sunday night. Because the Steelers fans chanting fire Tomlin a few weeks ago, in the world we live in, people are always calling for change. They always want the coach's job. The team that loses, I just think there's going to be conversations that occur both ways. What does the coach want? What does the organization want? And they're going to have to sit down and figure that out. That might even happen for the winning team in that case. But it's certainly going to start block for the losing team and the losing coach on Sunday night.
All right, so the losing coach's future really in doubt. Winning coach maybe even, depending on what happens the next week. And we don't know if Adam Schefter's talking about John Harbaugh. Well, it sounds like he's talking about both guys. Because he, at no point in these McAfee visits has he said, well, the scenario for Harbaugh is a lot different from Tomlin or vice versa.
No, he attaches them at the hip.
Yep.
He acts like they're in exactly the same spot.
And I like the follow-up question from McAfee because Pat wanted to know, when you say they're not going to get fired, is this just one of those things where the press release says mutually parted ways because they're respectful of the job the coach did there and they don't want him to have the indignity of being fired? Then Schefter piped back in and said, no, I think it's more about what the individuals want to do here. It's more about what Tomlin views as his next challenge or step or chapter.
I do think there's a key difference between, at least in my perception, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know Baltimore back in front, how Bisciotti, their owner, Steve Bisciotti, thinks. I'm going to go back to this because I think if it could happen to Bill Belichick in the modern era, it should be able to happen to anybody. I think it is pretty wild and definitely bad practice as a franchise to essentially allow your coach to call his own shot on a situation like this. Hey, what do you want to do? You just wouldn't do that in any other realm, like employer to employee. The Patriots essentially didn't even let Tom Brady, like, call his own shot. They didn't.
Yeah, he wanted to keep playing.
They didn't find a way to accommodate him. They told him, "We're done with you, man." Belichick did,
and they didn't even have a backup plan yet.
No, they didn't. So
Garoppolo
like, I
was
just,
already gone.
Man, I don't know. I don't think the Ravens act that way. I feel like they are a little less sort of stayed in their statement, you know, their stated goal to have like very few coaches. But I just cannot get over, no matter how many times we talk about this, that any insider worth a crap who's actually talking to people in that building tells the same story. Oh, it's going to be Mike's call. Why? Why should it be? I don't care how much success he's had. He's not his own boss. He's not an owner coach. He does not sign the checks and run things from the sidelines.
Cabali's going to be in with us next hour. I wish Tone or one of the other guys who are really, you know, in that are really enveloped in like what the Steelers do.
Okay.
I wish one of them would have asked him today. You reported Tomlin has a option on his contract for 2027. Are you saying that if the Steelers lose this game, the owner, Rooney's going to pick it up regardless? Like, I would have wanted more.
Or is he going to ask Mike if he wants the option to be picked up? That's the way, like, the way Schefter and all those guys tell the tale of how it works.
Correct.
They'd be like, Mike, do you want us to pick up this option?
Yeah, I would have fluffed Schefter's pillow there and been like, hey, you're the guy that reported this. Great job.
Yeah,
how
tell
do you
us
think
more.
This affects what's going to happen if they lose on Sunday? All right, let's go to the phones. Here is David down in Houston. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Andrew, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, Chris.
Yo.
I'm down here in H-Town, and I just wanted to, you know, ask you guys.
Houston,
that,
PA, no,
he's
which
in
is
Houston,
where I
Texas.
Live, or Houston, Texas?
H-Town is Houston, Texas. Come
I'm
on,
born
buddy.
And raised. I'm born and raised in Houston. Yes,
Texas
sir.
Texas or Pennsylvania?
He sounds like he's from Houston, Texas, Pony.
Okay. I am. All right. Humble, actually.
Humble, Texas.
Texas, north of Houston.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
cool.
But you're the best radio national sports talk show host in the universe, man.
Andrew, I'm impressed because I would take that praise if I were Andrew for if you said in the country, but you have included the entire universe, which is actually, I think, even more impressive. Do you believe in this team, David?
Well, I do, but I don't believe in Mike Tomlin, and here's why. I have a friend. He's also a Steeler fan here in Houston, and I communicate with him. I think his name is Russell.
Okay.
Well, just to be very clear, we're saying that because we actually have a steady regular caller who's one of our best, whose name is Daryl, who lives in Houston, Texas.
You guys should get on our YouTube channel.
Wait a minute,
and, meet each other,
David. Are you even a Steelers fan technically?
Well, I'm. Not when Bradshaw was there, but, I am a Steelers fan now, but basically now I'm a Houston Texans fan.
Okay, so you're calling in to say what? That you want the Steelers to win so the Texans can play them?
Yes, absolutely. I do not want, Andrew, I understand your pick. I know that you're going to pick the Ravens to beat the Steelers. I understand that.
Yeah.
But, however, personally, I don't want the Steelers to lose to the Baltimore Ravens.
Because you're scared of Lamar Jackson actually getting healthy and going off.
I'm not scared of nobody. I'm not scared of nobody, man. I don't like the Baltimore Ravens fans.
Oh, okay.
They're off of themselves. They're selfish, just like the Cowboy fans. Dallas Cowboy fans feel selfish. Just like the
Well, they have a lot
Ravens
of time
fans.
To practice being selfish in Dallas because they're never actually
for the
cheering
words,
for a
David.
Playoff team. He said you're the best sports talk host in the universe.
I just got a text from somebody, thank you for that, David, who texted in to my personal phone. I'm actually very excited to go to the game Sunday, and I'm thinking, oh, here he comes to like rip me for
okay.
saying that I could care less if the Steelers win or lose.
Okay.
The sole reason I'm going is to get the chants going. Regardless of how the game is going, I'm chanting right or wrong.
If this team, okay,
I'm just sick of feeling emotionless about games, which I have felt for most of the year. And I know no matter what happens or what we chant, he likely isn't going anywhere. But if we don't chant, we'll never know if it makes a difference or not. I like that.
I will say,
chanting got Matt Canada fired.
I know,
I thought it had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, but Mike Tomlin ain't Matt Canada in our ties. I will say, this won't happen. It's gone 60-plus games without happening. If the Steelers were to race out to a 14-0 lead, and this person who texted you is standing alone at the head of their section screaming fire Tomlin after they've like pick-sixed Jackson, marched right down the field, and are poised to score another touchdown to start the second quarter, it's going to sound pretty weird trying to get your section fired up to fire the head coach.
I don't. See, that to me is such a...
It's an impossibility,
insane
I know.
Hypothetical, because they never score more than 7 points in the first
Correct.
Quarter, and if this is anything like a playoff game, they'll probably be down 21-0
Correct.
After one quarter. Here's our buddy Vincent in Columbus. Hello, Vinny.
Yes, happy birthday, Tony.
Thanks, man.
Congrats on the Kid Mulvey.
Thank you.
Congrats on all your successes.
Yep.
But, this is... I'm usually optimistic about things, but I've been pretty the opposite way this whole season, and I got sucked in after the 3-game winning streak and then Cleveland happened. And now I feel like Sunday will be, I've been thinking all week, if the game is close, it's going to be Tomlin. winning, and then if it's a blowout win, it's going to be the Ravens. I just feel like that's how the trend of the rivalry goes, and I think that's just how it's going
to
be.
Well, there's truth to that last point by you. The Ravens, I just saw a stat on this yesterday. Their margin of victory is like the highest in the NFL. When they win, their games aren't close.
So Mike loves that because he's like, I'll find a way to drag him into deep water.
Ravens' average margin of victory this year is 16 points.
Yeah, and which is how you have still a plus 28-point differential, even though you're 8-8.
But when they lose, well, they got blown out a lot. When
Bengals blew
Lamar
them out.
Play.
Bengals blew them out. Texans really blew them out. Rams beat them by 2 scores. Chiefs blew them out.
Chris, we've been on the air for almost an hour and a half. No one has called in to say, I don't care that they're 9-7. I don't care that they just lost to the Browns. This is the Steelers playing the Ravens. I can't wait for it.
There's a malaise.
There's nothing I want more in life than to see the Steelers beat the Ravens on Sunday night.
Pony.
Not a single human being has called in and articulated that point.
I'm going to go
412-928-9370.
I'm going to go one further. If they had actually beaten the Browns, there would be way more intense debate among our listeners as to who should sit and who should play as far as rest purposes.
Will Howard talk? Should Will Howard play? How much rope should Will Howard get? Will Howard or Mason Rudolph?
There is a malaise that has spread through this fan base. Vincent in Columbus, I think, said it well. People are saying things like, I want to care. I was born caring about this team. I was raised to care about their exploits, and I don't. I have gotten crucified at various points in the last year or two for that take. That is how I feel watching the same thing over and over again.
Here's Joe in Cincinnati. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. Have you had a good New Year's?
You too,
man. Same, man.
Thank you. So it's funny. You guys kind of made the point that I was just going to make, but I think a lot of Steelers fans are just tired of the emotional roller coaster. The analogy that I like to use is just Lucy pulling the ball from Charlie Brown, but just over and over and over again.
Joe, let me ask you a question. This is one that I just like to pose to people. How much of it is that their style as a football team hasn't really changed? Like, there's ways to be bad in different ways. You could be a high-scoring team that can't stop anybody like the Bengals have been. You could be a low-scoring team that can't win slugfests. How do you actually feel about the way they play football? Because for me, it is almost like uniquely boring and bad in NFL terms.
Oh, it's extremely boring. I mean, even being here in Cincinnati, like, I see that with the Bengals.
Wouldn't
like,
you rather watch the Bengals lose 38-37 or something like that because they can't stop a nosebleed?
See, I thought you were going to say most people in Cincinnati would say, well, why are you so spoiled, Steelers fans? You could be the Bengals. One of those deals.
Well, no, it's funny. I moved here 5 years ago, and I was saying fire Tomlin then, and all my friends here thought I was crazy. And now they're all agreeing with me.
They get it now?
Yes, they get it now, which I think says a lot because – you know, like the national media, like a lot of people who aren't in Pittsburgh, I think the tide is turning and people are finally starting to see it. And I'm glad they are. But kind of going off the point you made about like people just used to being invested in this team. I mean, I'm only 27. I remember their past few Super Bowl runs and how that was. And I just can't trick myself to believing anymore, unless there are major changes.
Got it. You're 27, and you were like a kid at a perfect.
Thanks, Joe.
You were at like a perfect impressionable get into sports age when they won both of them.
Yeah.
Seven. Is there like a better age than 10 when your team wins their second Super Bowl in 3 years? You're like freaking out. You think that's how life's gonna be?
And the thing is, this is now like an old hat tradition for us. Last year's game against the Ravens, it was a week later. But it was the same scenario. You beat your arch rival, your season continues, you lose and it's done. We were having almost verbatim the same exact discussion. Hey, the playoffs are here this weekend. How do you guys feel about it? That's what it was then.
I know.
And it was like trying to, like, do we pull people's teeth to try to get them fired up for this game and pretend like, hey, at least we're here. At least we got invited to the party. We're one of seven teams in the AFC. Anything can happen. Remember the 05 Steelers? They were the last team in, and they got hot. It's not the best team. It's the hottest team. Maybe that can be us. We always beat the Ravens in big games. Lamar stinks against us. Harbaugh outcoaches himself. Blah, 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 blah. And we're right back. Almost 365 days later, Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. That's about the only difference. Everything else is pretty much the same.
The movie script doesn't change, just the actors executing it.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's a deep cut from Starkey's show. He likes that Brian Kelly clip. Here is a guy named Memphis in Pittsburgh, or someone is in Memphis who wants to talk about the Steelers. Chaz?
He said his name is Memphis, and he is in Pittsburgh.
Oh, nice. You're the first human being I've ever met named Memphis, so congratulations on all your success, sir.
I appreciate that, sir.
Hey, are you related? I've heard of one other person who went by Memphis, and it was the rapper Memphis Bleek, but that wasn't even his name.
No, but I actually get that a lot everywhere I go.
Okay, that's literally the only other Memphis I can think of. What do you got for us?
Hey, listen, man. First and foremost, I'm a diehard. I listen to y'all show a lot. Y'all are the funniest people I know, and y'all are definitely my cup of tea, all of you guys. So
thank you.
Just want to give you kudos on that, first and foremost. Second of all, I want to say, yes, we're going to beat the Ravens.
Okay.
But no problem. It's going to look really good as well.
Okay.
Now, do I have worries about the way they looked at versus the Browns? I do, but since Ben retired, it's been like that. You know what I mean? So that's the normal for the most part. Now, do I say that's a good thing? No, but at the same time, the whole fire Mike Tomlin chants and all of that nonsense, diehard Steeler fans are still out here and we're still going to the games. We don't care about the nonsense. I know that the Steelers are going to be good. Just like you just said, it's always the players. So we end up here again, but nobody ever talks about the actual players in the game of football, the fact that it's played by the players, not the coaches. You can call plays all you want to, but you got to have smart, intelligent players to make plays.
Wouldn't you say, though, Memphis, that like good coaching can make those players a lot smarter and better and everything else?
Absolutely, but you got to remind yourself that the plays are still happening with the players. So if they're not making intelligent decisions to get open, then
I'm most interested in what you said about the diehard Steeler fan thing, because great. But the whole framing of it is you're not a diehard Steelers fan if you've lost faith or hope in this team, which I disagree with emphatically, are you not a diehard Pirates fan if you have doubts if they're ever going to be a good baseball team again? Are you not a diehard Pitt football fan if you're like, I don't think we can compete in the NIL era? It's okay to have doubts or even self-loathing feelings about your team. So I completely reject the idea that diehard fans are like, let's go out there and show everybody we mean business. Dude, you scored 6 points in Cleveland. Fans have a right to give up on you right now.
I agree, but there's a lot of stipulations that played into that. You
like
know,
what?
Just like they said,
like what?
Players,
like what?
Like losing players. Like, for example, losing DK played a huge role.
Well, why did they lose DK?
Because of the nonsense.
Right. So, like,
that's
if he got
that's gotta frustrate you doubly as a fan, because whatever was said over there, he can't go over there.
If he
like
got
that.
If he got injured, it would be easier, I guess, to accept that. But he didn't.
Yes, it could. It could. It would be a lot better to digest. But the fact that he's done it and he's grown and he should have known better is, and knowing that we're going to go into games that are the playoffs or trying to get into the playoffs, that he should have known better.
Memphis,
sure.
I'm going to tell you what I think.
Grown men.
When you talk about like just being a diehard fan, here's the thing that gets me. You sound like a smart Steelers fan who like you're watching intently and you're rooting, so you have a very emotional and intellectual interest in football in general, in this football team. You then have to know that while it's a game played by players, the identity comes from the coach, the coaching staff, the strategy, etc. I just can't imagine being as gung-ho as you are when you're watching something that often plays out the same way because the philosophies haven't changed in years.
Yeah, but I also fall on the fact that, like you said before, is that like for Aaron Rodgers, for example, going out and actually doing Aaron Rodgers things without coaching.
Sure, but
you understand what I'm saying?
I do, but he also did bad Aaron Rodgers. But he did bad Aaron Rodgers things against the Browns.
And that's why Chris blamed him for the Browns game more than he did Mike Tomlin.
Right.
He didn't make that about the coach. He put it on the quarterback.
Like part of the reason I think coaching is so like and innovating is so impressive is that it can take players who otherwise wouldn't be getting a lot of time and make them play better. You know who my coach of the year is in this year? Kyle Shanahan. They picked Kendrick Bourne off the street, and he was their leading receiver
in 2 games.
Well, how
about Mac Jones while Purdy was out?
Brock Purdy missed 8 games. Fred Warner is one of the best middle linebackers in football. Nick Bosa is one of the best edge rushers. They haven't had him virtually all year.
Yeah, good point, Chris.
Christian McCaffrey hasn't really been like a explosive threat in the running game, and they just keep churning out wins because they do things differently.
My last thing I'll say about the whole point of that call is getting on like individual players' cases just seems like such small potatoes to me. You know, like, if this were overall a stable franchise that won in the playoffs and had that kind of success, and there was one scapegoat who was a down-the-line guy, I would feel more comfortable just saying, see, this player, it wasn't Mike Tomlin's fault. It was Caleb Johnson's fault, that the reason why they lost this game. Let's you know, bang on him and rail him for 4 hours. It's 9 years of not making the playoffs, and they've swapped out wide receivers,
That's
quarterbacks,
what I mean.
Coordinators, man.
The identity hasn't changed at all. Like, the complaints we've had about their quarterbacks since since Roethlisberger's last year, when he was starting to check it down a lot more and want to get rid of it quickly, have all been the same. They don't use the middle of the field enough. They throw too many short passes, and when they do go deep, it's like even lower percentage than normal. The defense, same thing. They allocate all these resources and want to be great, and then they get beat the same way by the same kinds of teams.
John is on the fan. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, brother.
We're good.
I want to preface this by saying that I'm not trying to dispel the notion that maybe it's time for Tomlin and the team to separate, but the idea of chanting fire Tomlin is, in my opinion, extremely reactionary and disrespectful, because there's so many circumstances that people are forgetting about that, A, derailed the team's last great run in the 2010s, and what led to the 2000s excellence. I mean, I don't know how many listeners are aware that at the turn of the century, one team in the NFL was playing a 3-4 defense, and that was the Steelers. And then after that, the then emerging Patriots dynasty picked it. I know it sounds crazy. You can feel free to look it up. The Steelers had access to players in the draft back then that they would never have access to now. Guys like Aaron Smith, guys like Casey Hampton, guys like Brett Keisel in the sixth or seventh round would never happen nowadays. And they're
Wait,
way
why would it never happen nowadays, though?
Because he's saying more teams run the 3-4 and they would be drafted higher.
I mean, yes, most teams exactly. Now run nickel as their base defense, to be honest with you.
I'm talking about the types of players you draft in terms of undersized pass rushers, in terms of guys that are maybe not a classic. But I'm getting a little bit besides the point,
John,
here.
John, can I just offer a quick rebuttal here? Then why not zig when everyone zags again? If everyone's drafting 3-4 guys, why not change your defensive identity
and not full Tampa
be a 3-4 anymore?
Mike came up in Monty Kiffin's Tampa 2. He'd probably, I think, love to take
one year
off. The
coach is making almost $20 million. He's a defensive guy. He can't change the base defense if it's harder to get players to play it?
That kind of moves into my next point is that if you look back, I've watched every game of the 2008, 2009, 2010 season. That's what Mike Tomlin did bring to that defense. Is he if that defense in 2008 was based on more of a base pass rush than Bill Cowher ever implemented. And that's why Bill Cowher's defenses could be much more inconsistent.
John, and if you want to give him credit for winning a Super Bowl in 2008 and getting back to one in 2010, I'm all for that. But that's also 15 and 17 years ago now, man.
Okay, if you want to talk about the 2010s, think about the ridiculous circumstances that derailed that in terms of catastrophic injuries at the worst time, in terms of Antonio Brown having a mental breakdown, in terms of...
Mentioned Kyle Shanahan to the last caller. They just lost their best pass rusher, one of their other two best defensive players. They didn't have their starting quarterback. They have a chance at the number one seed still.
The Patriots won a Super Bowl with Gronkowski hurt.
They had Troy Brown playing cornerback, and he was a wide receiver, and they were winning titles.
Okay, well, the Patriots had Tom Brady and maybe some below-the-radar tactics that I don't need to get into
sure.
right now.
Agreed.
And
you're right.
And the 49ers right now, Kyle Shanahan's a great offensive schemer. And,
John, the bottom line here is give him credit for what happened 15 years ago and 10 years ago all you want. How do you reconcile going 9 years without winning a playoff game where the city...
They haven't had an elite quarterback since the very beginning of the 2019 season. And in retrospect,
whose fault
the offense is, I would say the team building, but how much do we know? Is Tomlin the one that makes the final decision on every draft?
I mean, he's at the Senior Bowl more than any other coach on the field watching these guys and going to every pro day and interviewing these guys and taking them out to dinner. Why would he do all of that if he had barely any say?
Well, the man has built respect around the league and within the team. It's maybe unprecedented among coaches in the past, aside from Bill Belichick and maybe Andy Reid in the past 10 or 20 years. And maybe there's people in that office and around the league that know more than me. They know more than both of you.
Yeah, and the two guys you just said both got fired. And guess what? Both of their franchises made out okay. One won a couple Super Bowls. The other is going to be the 2 seed in the playoffs and has a good coach now and a quarterback that's going to help them win for the next 15 years.
This team isn't that far away from doing something special.
They're very far away
their
from doing something special.
42 years old. What do you mean? Who's going to be their quarterback next year, John? Who?
Every team is a good quarterback away from being relevant.
No doubt. But who is the quarterback next year that makes them a contender? Name it. Name them. Who is it?
I don't know that.
Well, exactly. That's why they're not close.
I'm sorry.
They're not close to being special.
I have a very hard time when somebody calls in. I respect that he was calm and making his points. But his primary point
was... And I agreed with some of his points.
Hold on. But his primary point, like especially about the 2010s, was think about all the mitigating circumstances that derailed that team. He talked about implied Bell's injury, AB kind of going off the deep end. AB won a Super Bowl somewhere else after that, just to be clear.
Yep.
Okay? Every other thing, though, teams deal with every year and surmount oftentimes. Players get hurt every single year in football.
Yeah, does the team that won the Super Bowl have no injuries?
Sometimes it's key players getting hurt.
The Eagles lost their quarterback, and then a backup won the Super Bowl for them, and that didn't happen 20 years ago. It happened less than 10 years ago. Okay, you're allowed to win a playoff game with injured players.
That sounds like somebody in a court of law doing a mock trial should Mike Tomlin be fired and going, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, there are many extenuating circumstances. And the response should just be, welcome to every football season ever.
You can listen to the PM Team on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, where you get your podcast. The last caller said that the fire Tomlin chance would be very disrespectful if they happen at this game on Sunday night. What's your reaction to that? 412-928-9370. We'll get to Charlie's version of the Donnie Football Debrief, the biggest football topic of the day. We'll hear from TJ Watt and Kabali will be in studio, but first a headline. Listen to the PM Team on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Donnie had the midday show. He was trying to get people fired up for this game. Didn't work for me, but hey, to each their own. I told you I'm 40 now, so I'm allowed to say curmudgeonly things and be more cynical and skeptical about things.
Get off his lawn.
Yeah.
That's the official curmudgeon age? I thought if 40 was the new 30, shouldn't 50 be the new 40 and you shouldn't be allowed to be curmudgeonly until you're at least 50?
At what point is it socially acceptable to say, get off my lawn?
Isn't that kind of a trope that nobody actually does?
I don't know, man. I think if you reach the decade where you're getting prostate exams once a year.
Colonoscopies are coming in the near future.
And here. I think you've crossed the Rubicon to old.
That's probably a good way to think about it.
Chaz, what do we got today? The biggest football topic in the world, according to a guy who was more concerned about Team Sweden and Team Finland in the Olympics.
Jason Robertson didn't make Team USA. Anyway, the debrief, January 2nd, 2026. Mulzy and I talked about it. There's a bit that I do where I don't really talk about football in the Donnie Football Debrief. And as you so gloriously said, that I don't talk about football. But I will. About the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Kind of the other bit, that if you do have a football topic, it's just you getting your feelings out and like a therapy.
Favorite team that you hate.
It's basically, that you love to hate. It's basically the therapist's couch kind of thing, but like for sports
talk
radio.
So we're
going
to take 10 minutes on a Pittsburgh radio station down your Bucks.
It's his segment.
That's what we're doing right now.
Come on.
It's my segment, Pony, and I want you to listen to something real quick.
Fournette, the running back. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Brady to throw. Throws a deep pass downfield. Got Scotty Miller in the open. Makes the catch. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Scotty Scooter Miller. And Brady puts it right on the spot. Bucks score with no time left or very little in the first half.
That voice is play-by-play radio man Gene Dekaroff. 37 years with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as their play-by-play radio man.
And was Florida State's play-by-play guy, too, for a while.
And was Florida State's as well. Announced that he was retiring after this year. He was the third longest tenured radio play-by-play man for an NFL club. The other two, Merrill Reese for the Eagles and Brad Sham for the Dallas Cowboys. And I just want to salute Gene Dekaroff on a wonderful career. And how long did Bill Hillgrove do the Steelers? Because, once again, I'm a Pittsburgh transplant.
Close to 30 years. I don't think he got to 30. But close. Started in the mid-90s and retired, 2 years ago? Sound
man,
right?
I thought maybe he got the third.
He did Super Bowl 30. I know that.
That would have been the 94 season.
95 season.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The 95 season. I thought he was on the call the year before that, too,
at least. You're right.
So maybe 29 sounds right to me. Maybe got the... yeah, I think under 30, though. Pony, I was going to say this. You love to listen to games. You know what? You and I, on the way back from Cleveland, were listening to some game, the Philly game, and there were a lot of critiques of the play-by-play man in Buffalo.
Yes, who I know, which is kind of awkward.
Well, but it was some odd calls.
My quick take on this is, I don't really think that many people have opinions on NFL radio play-by-play guys, because very few people listen to NFL games on the radio.
Well, relative to
the other sports?
Sure, but for a long time, I think this is also not unique to
baseball
Pittsburgh.
Baseball is a radio sport.
It's a storyteller sport.
A lot of people like having a baseball game on when they're doing things around their
house in the
summer.
Okay, but did a lot of people like...
Football is a glued to your TV at 1 o'clock sport.
But did a lot of people you knew growing up, whether they were Bills fans or Giants fans or whatever, do this bit? Because I've heard people do this a lot. It was always talked about that they would try to time up the Steelers game in the pre-DVR era.
Yeah.
So that the Hillgrove call would be matched with what was happening on the screen. And then they would be like, because I don't want to listen to these analysts on TV. They don't know my Steelers, that kind of thing.
I've heard stories of people like saying that they're going to do that, and I honestly don't know of a single person who's done that for a football game.
Well, it just seems like a pain in the ass. And if the TV is somehow ahead of the radio, you...
Now, I think... your team has a great moment, and then you want to hear your hometown football play-by-play guys call it and how that call sounded after the fact. Sweet.
I still think baseball lends itself to cooler calls of moments on the radio. Like I could I don't know. Who was on the technically on the radio called Jack Buck was doing the national radio for Kirk Gibson's home run, I think, because Scully would have been on TV.
Well, there's also no local TV broadcasts of
football
baseball
games.
Playoff games.
Baseball playoff games.
So if you're going to hear your guys.
But I'm saying like
the
actual nature of a baseball highlight, like a dramatic home run, sounds better on the radio than like your average football, like the kick is up and good.
If you're saying are baseball calls of plays more iconic than the other sports, I'm saying yes,
100% they are.
Yeah,
like the Gibson call is my favorite call in baseball history. When I think of football radio play-by-play, the thing that actually strikes me about it is like when I hear Kevin Harlan, who I think is the best to ever do it on the radio, calling football games, I'm amazed at how much information in a given 5-second window he squeezes in.
You're gonna make one more point?
I have one more thing.
Uh-oh.
It is a baseball thing real quick. Pony, do me a favor. Can you go on StubHub real quick and type in Pirates at Mets March 28th? Please just do it.
No, I'm not going to go to that site, but I will go to another ticket
But
one.
You have to go to this one.
Why?
Because there is something comical about it that you will notice immediately.
Okay.
March 28th, Pirates at Mets at Citi Field.
It won't let me do that because it automatically like tries to get me to Pittsburgh stuff, games here. Mm. It knows where I am and it wants me to look at games that are within driving distance of where I'm sitting. So can you just tell me what it says?
There are two tickets available at Citi Field. Somebody messed up somewhere because both tickets total, you're being charged $1.2 million for those two seats.
Those are the only two left?
No, there's eight left, but in that section, both of those tickets are being sold for $1.2 million. Would you pay the $1.2 million to go see the Pirates and Mets play at Citi Field on March 28th?
Sure, yes, of course.
All right, let me give you guys...
$1.2 million. What is wrong with you right now?
Hold on, many things.
What has happened to the debrief today? It's Charlie getting off takes on his Bucks radio play-by-play guy.
You wanted football, you got football. Gene Decker off retiring after 37 years.
And then you went to... Here is the baseball team I root
but
for,
I have,
and
the Pittsburgh Pirates
thing,
are playing.
It's not football.
Okay, can I give now I want to ask you guys, though, a question, because this just, the eight of these 1.2 million, let's say they're all 1.2 million apiece, okay? But let's say I tell you that under four of these seats is an envelope, and in that envelope is $50 million for you if you sit on one of those seats. You don't know it till you sit down. You reach under your chair and either there's an envelope there or not.
No, you still can't do it.
Would you mortgage everything for a coin flip shot at $50 million?
No, I would not.
I got a wedding to pay for. I'll do it.
I'll do it. Well, if you don't get one,
then you're done.
You're in big trouble.
And
you're
the wedding's off and you're gonna be living.
You're
by
not gonna have a wedding for to pay for.
That was whatever it was.
That was Charlie's segment of fun.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.